Hope everyone had an enjoyable and pleasant Yom Tov. Just wanted to thank everyone for who participated in the before Pesach. It's a very generous gift. Very much appreciated. I'm extremely grateful, myself and my family. I understand there's even people online who I don't get to see or get to meet participated, so we want to make sure we acknowledge them as well, and those who we get to see all the time. It's very appreciative, and it means a lot to myself and my family. Mr. Hashem, we should continue to grow in learning for many, many more years together, Mr. Hashem. Tonight's topic is a little off the beaten path, but I think it's relevant, because in the past, we've given shurim about things that ended up coming true. We've given a couple shurim about snow on Shabbos, and it ended up snowing on Shabbos. So I figured if we give a shir about the blossoming of the trees, maybe the weather will start to blossom. Now, I tried this because I gave a shir once about Mashiach's arrival, and it didn't come just yet. So I don't know. Maybe I should stick with the forecasts and not Mashiach. But in any case, tonight's shir is a little bit off the beaten path, but it's extremely, extremely important, interesting, and even lumdish as well. Many people talk about this idea called Birchas Ilonis. It hasn't been all that relevant yet here in America. In Eretz Yisrael, they've been doing it already for a while, for the whole month of Nisan. But here in America, or at least in this for sure, in New York, we haven't been yet lucky enough to be able to fulfill this bracha, but it's a very interesting bracha. The reason why many people don't talk about it now is because they associate it with Chodesh Nisan. They put it in the list of all the things you have to do in the month of Nisan. As we'll see tonight, that might not necessarily be the case. What exactly is Birchas Ilonis? What is it all about? So it's actually Gemara. It's a Gemara not only one place, the Gemara is repeated again for a second time. I photocopied to you the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dafir Aleph. It's likewise a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says like this, to Amrev Yehuda. Now this Gemara is extremely important. Although it's only three lines of Gemara, we're going to see that almost every word in this Gemara, Achreinim Amidayik, some major halachas, and conclude with major halachic decisions based on one or two words in the Gemara. So each word of the Gemara is very, very important. So let's read the Gemara slowly. Says the Gemara, to Amrev Yehuda, high man, a person, denofik, who goes out. Interesting wording, someone who goes out. Biyoyme Nisan, during the days of Nisan. V'chazoy, and he sees ilone, trees. Ilone is plural. So plural means at least two trees. Demilabli, that they are blossoming, sprouting. Amar, he says, Baruch, blesses Hashem, shalachiser me alomeklum. He's not missing anything from his world. Ubara boy, and he created briyois tevois. That's the whole Gemara. The whole sugya of Birchas Ilonis, three lines in a Gemara. That person goes out in the month of Nisan, he sees the trees are starting to blossom, he recites a bracha. That's the whole story. What does it mean? Nothing is missing in the world. Hashem created beautiful things. The Ilonis, Tovis, and beautiful trees. Lehisnaos. What does that mean? Lehisnaos. So Rashi in Brachas, which is the other place where this Gemara is quoted, Rashi says lehisnaos means lehenos, to enjoy. So it sounds like it's a bracha just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making things that we can enjoy and take pleasure out of. So the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah points out right away, Pirish, bracha zu b'shemu malchus. Although the simple reading of the Gemara would lead one to conclude it's without shemu malchus, and this you have many places in Maseches brachas. For example, the ninth parak is a list full of brachas. Bunch of brachas you make. Thunder, lightning, this, that, and the other. So there also, all the Rishayim speak out, although the Gemara doesn't always write, Baruch Ata Hashem, there it's with shemu malchus. So the Ritva says here also, it's with shemu malchus. Says the Ritva, Elisha Talmud Kitzer. The Gemara gave it to you in a short version, it didn't give you all the details, but of course one should put in the brachas with Shem Hashem. Says the Ritva, V'yoyme Nisan Lav Davka. Right away says the Ritva, right off the bat, Rishayim. Zog the Ritva, Lav Davka. Elokomokim Umokim Lefimashahu Dimalablabi. Depending on where you are. So there's two ways you can learn this Ritva. One way to learn this Ritva, he means like here in New York, where sometimes we'll be lucky enough that things will blossom in Nisan, and sometimes things will blossom in the year. On that says the Ritva, depend. So each year, it depends what it's going to be. In a year like this year, it's not in Nisan, it'll be in year, and other years will be in Nisan. There's another way to learn the Ritva, as we'll see later, that's the way the Menachas Yitzchak learned the Ritva, that he's not referring to New York, he's actually referring to Australia. Because we know that different parts of the world do things differently. The trees are not blossoming in Australia, in Nisan, or South Africa. We'll see what Moshe Steinberg talks about. In South Africa, they actually blossom in El. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. And Moshe Steinberg lived a good bulk of his life in South Africa. He later moved to Eretz Yisrael, which he's been there for the last few years already now, quite a few years. So he writes, they never have blossoming trees in Nisan. So on that, that's what the Ritva might mean. He doesn't mean here in New York. Here in New York, it should be whenever it blossoms. He just means when it's impossible to blossom in New York, because that's just not the cycle of the way things are. On that, the Ritva is saying it's lav dafka. I always thought that these Gemaras are one of those rides that you're not supposed to live in these places. Shiloh's always come up about living on the other side. And until, let's say, the 1600s, the Shiloh, we spoke about this in the past, about the same Talmud of Racha, things like that, where they have different... So they say that the Shiloh's were never even on the map till the 1600s, the people actually started traveling to these destinations, which means the Rishonim didn't live there. So I was always, you know, thought that maybe it's like a riot, you're not supposed to be there. If it's supposed to be that December is when you say the same Talmud of Racha, means you're supposed to live in places where it's applicable. If you're supposed to do Birch HaZalonis in Nisim, means you're supposed to live in a place where Birch HaZalonis is applicable in Nisim. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has spread to many different parts of the world, and obviously that's not the case. But that's clearly what the Ritva writes.
So why don't make a bracha? I mean, I don't make a bracha if I see a nice
Ah, very good. So we have to figure out what exactly is so unique about this bracha. Why the big deal about a blossoming tree? And also, why is it specifically fruit trees? So there's a piece of Aruch HaShulchan over here, beautiful, beautiful piece of Aruch HaShulchan, where not only does he tell us halachic important statements, he also tells us a little bit of a hashkafic point of view. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Kolaymar, Shenosin shevech vaidol Hashem yizbarach shebaru b'shvil adam afilu dvarim she'em be'am hachrech yes l'chayi ha'olam. This bracha is the recognition that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us things, not only what we need to live, kemoi peire ilonis. The Aruch HaShulchan is telling us that fruit trees are just to have fun with, just for pleasure. Obviously, we make a bracha on other things. We make a bracha on bread and water, which are staples. You can't live without it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this bracha is unique because that's why it's a fruit tree. Maybe vegetables again. Don't tell this, you know, to your kids that you don't really need fruits to live. Of course you need fruits to live. If you don't eat apples and oranges, you're not going to survive. Says Aruch HaShulchan, that's not true. You can survive without apples and oranges. So why did Kosh Baruch Hu create apples and oranges? Just for us to enjoy something in this world. Lehinois, like the Lashon of the Bracha. These are here just for us to derive pleasure. It's a beautiful gift that we're thanking Kosh Baruch Hu for giving us what we don't really need. We don't need these things because we could survive without them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it because He loves us. Then He goes on. Ulechein, eim avarchim brachas u'al azroyim v'yirakos, de'eluheim kechrachias. Those you need. You need certain other vegetations. Fruits you don't need. V'loikein aperis. U'mavarch b'shas aprichas. Why do you make the bracha so early? Why don't you make the bracha when it's ready a fruit? Why do you make it in the early stages? Da'aznikas she'yitziu peris. Because then you can tell it's going to eventually bear fruits. U'bidinaseinu eina b'nisan. Says Aruch HaShulchan, in my country where I came from, the Aruch HaShulchan came from the Vardik. In the Vardik, eina b'nisan. We never did it in Nisan. Elo bi'ir, oitchila sivan. Much later on. Again, depends where you live. Says the Chosuch, we never did Berachas Ilanis in Nisan. I the Gemara, again. He doesn't reference this Ritva, but it's like we said in the Ritva. It's lav dafka. The Oz on the Bavarchim, the Ein Brachas, well, Apamachas. B'shan, you only make this Bracha once a year. Afilu roi Ilanas acherois, even if you see other trees. However, what happens if you make Berachas Ilanis here in New York, and then you travel to South Africa or Australia and you're there in September? Would you make the Bracha then again? Again, you make the bracha once a year. Does that mean if I'm on the same playing field? Or that means even if I go to another area? That's a shayla. The assumption is you would not make it, even if you go to another place.
We're
says, so then you would not. Only the first time. Yeah, then it would just be the first time. First time it starts. Well, we'll see. There's a hierarchy of what to find. How many and which. Well, we'll get to some of the details.
But this is not considered a mitzvah
session. We're going to get to that also. That's the lomdusha part of tonight's shir. It is considered a mitzvah shas magram. Hopefully we'll get to that later tonight. Whether or not women are obligated in this bracha. Huh? That's the argument. You call it whatever you want. It's a brichas hashavach. Women make brichas hashavach. If a lady hears lightning and thunder, she makes the bracha. Well, hopefully we'll get to all that.
Correct.
Which is a deeper question if they were chayv in tefillah in the first place. Yeah. Tefillah is made up of a certain nusach, but the question is, do they have to say something?
Yeah.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll shed some light on that. Hopefully later tonight. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Listen to the end of this. He writes, "Avidei Rana Sacheres the brachas we bracha shal hoido klolius al chazdoi v'toyva yisbarach." So again, it's an interesting hashkafic outlook. The idea of this bracha is just really a thank you for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us what we can live without. Vaniza bebracha zu olav nemar. Okay, it gives you a beautiful. If you're careful about this, ra reach bni kireach asodah. Baruch Hashem, a nice bracha to get people to do it. We'll see why he puts that in, because there was a movement in Klal Yisrael where people were not being makbid on Berachas Ilanis. Now I think it got much better, everyone's into it, but there was a time when people were not makbid. We'll try to see why it is that way. So according to, so far we have the Ritva, Aruch HaShulchan, you're not locked into Nisan, right? Because people are getting nervous. Rav Shchedish Iyar is Monday. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Lamed Nisan, so that's not a problem. But Monday is already Aleph Iyar. So if the Gemara is literal, you gotta, again, it looks like we should have nice weather for the end of the week, but you have to know if that's gonna give you enough time to get it done. So till now, it seems like it would be okay. Writes the Machtzis HaShekel in number 5. He says also when the Shulchan Aruch writes Nisan, Urcha de Milsa Nakat. That's just the normal. Shaz derech harot says hachamim lav levi lanos. V'adim b'chadish achet kol shara liv lov pan rishay mevarech. As long as whenever it's the first time it buds, it sprouts, that's when you make the bracha. It doesn't matter what month it is. The Gemara is just merely giving you an example. The question which we have to deal with and Achrayim deal with, if that's true, so why does the Gemara feel the urge to say that? Let the Gemara just say, when it starts to sprout, make a bracha. It is a bit strange that the Gemara does make an emphasis about a time frame over here. Everyone can say time frame is lav dafka. But then why did the Gemara write it? The Gemara should have wrote, someone goes out and sees the fruit blossoming, make a bracha. Why even mention the month if the month is irrelevant? So that's a fair point that we'll see some Achrayim deal with. And the Mishnah Berurah repeats the exact same statement. It says the Mishnah Berurah, B'mei Nisan, Urcha de Milsa Nakat, Sha'oz Derech Arotas Hacham Lava Lironis, V'adim B'chadish Achim Amish, cutting and pasting from the Machtas HaShekel. So we should all feel very comfortable that if things start to sprout in Iyar, we can probably recite the bracha then as well.
Deadline for this, like once it's
kind of become. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about once it's ready a whole fruit, it's too late. So you got to make sure you get it in the earlier stages. Which for at this time, I think it's okay because I don't think anything is already a ready fruit. At least in this part of New York, for sure, everything's been pretty cold. So right now, we'd probably still be able to get in the early stages. We'll talk later tonight what type of trees you can use, which halachic trees are acceptable. The Shita Mukubet says in Brachas makes a comment on this Gemara, and he also says, what's Pshat? The Kavu Brachazu, they establish this Bracha, the Fishu Inyan Shabo Mizman Lizman. This is something that comes, it's seasonal. Vu Inyan Mukhudosh, something new. Sha'adam Mivarech Al Eitzim Yveshim Shefrichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's also trying to explain what's the Yilomdus of, so to say, Brachas Ilonas, and he explains it's like a new season. Something new that happens, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us new things, a new season of growth. That's where we make the bracha. And he also adds, Fihi b'shemu malchus, like we saw in the Ritva. So the most established pshat in this bracha is really has to do with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a brachas hashevach, where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us things we don't need, or seasonal things. It's an appreciation. Al pi kabbalah, and this is really where the Svardish Apayskim and the Litvish Apayskim kind of split paths. The Svardish Apayskim, based on Svardish Svarim, have a little bit of a more esoteric idea of what's going on over here, which has a lot to do with Neshamais and Gilgulim, things I know very little about, but I'll just repeat the words. So Moshe, if you look in the Kafachayim in number 8, he has slightly different spin on this. He writes, Ma'oid v'sa'atzein b'kavanosoi b'brochazu, shehi l'sakein ha'neshamais. Saying Berachas Ilonos is somehow a tikkun of the Neshamos, Shem Megulgeles Ba'atzei Hasode Va'asovim Bezman Hazeh, V'Yivaka Shaleim Rachamim. I don't know how to translate those words exactly, but it has something to do with the Neshamos, and somehow saying this bracha helps them, so it's a good thing to do. He writes, V'achach Mafrish Gimel Prutes Tztaka, afterwards you should give Tztaka. So I'll pee the Svadish Apoiskin, there's something over here that has to do with the Neshamos, and dead people, and Berachas Ilonos. We'll see that this even plays a halachic nafkamina, not just a logical or an understanding of the mitzvah, this even has some practical halachic ramifications. But those are the two main ideas that are brought down, and what this bracha is about. Is it really a Berachas Shevach? Is it more somehow a tikkun ha-Neshamos, and somehow helping those Neshamos that have already passed? The Eishel Avram, the Bechacha, writes something interesting in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch. He writes, he said, one year, this year, when I made Berachas Ilonos, I said it b'loshen Rachmona, which means he said it in Aramaic, which means he didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, he said it in Aramaic. Why would he do this? Because it's already after Nisan. And I wasn't sure, maybe you should make the bracha after Nisan. So he said it in Aramaic. Maybe you should always make the bracha in Aramaic, even in Nisan. Why? In the times of the Bechacha, it was clear that there were a lot of people not making this bracha, and he was thinking that maybe I don't have the right to make the bracha. If no one else is doing it, who am I to start making such a bracha? Although it's a bracha brought down in the Gemara, and brought down in Shulchan Aruch, apparently there was a time in history, at least in Bechach, it was a city, where just people weren't doing it. And he writes, "Who etzlam bechlam mashik asafti?" He says, "Hagam mashem mitzad chesaron yediyah bahalocha einam avarchem." It's not because they're not doing it because they learned the sugya and decided that's something they just don't know it. Why would one not know? Because this is law. This is not lost, but this halacha is brought down in Simen Reish Chavav. Simen Reish Chavav is the end of Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. It's where you talk about all those other random brachas that many of us don't say. There, it's not so far from thunder and lightning, which many of us do say, but it was one of those things that were just, people didn't know about it. Now, I'm going to suggest that the reason why people didn't make the bracha is because who said it's an obligatory bracha? You could learn the Gemara, Hai Mami, if someone goes out and happens to see it. If I stay in my Dalet Amos and I never see any trees that blossom, right? You know, if you live in a community where there's not many trees, you live in the city, so you have to go out. Right? Today we go out of our way to find the blossoming tree. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Hai Mami, if you happen to be walking in the street and you see a blossoming tree, make a brach. So it could be in Bechach, just no one went out of their way to find trees to make the brachas. And therefore no one made the brach. Not because they were beshita against the Gemara. They just learned the Gemara literally. Hai Mami denafik means it's only if you actually come across it. There's no mitzvah to go out of your way. Although we'll see, many Achrenim did go out of their way to try to find, to make this brach. But clearly, there was a time in history where people were not on top of this brach. Okay, so the question was, is it really a hakbod to do it bedafka in the month of Nisan? So the Kaf HaChaim has a rather lengthy discussion over here. He writes like this. Says the Kaf HaChaim, it's got to be only Nisan, because the Gemara says it. Why else would the Gemara say it? And this taka brought down in the name of the Halachas Ketanis. Those things that blossom early, ain't the varach. You don't make the bracha. Then the Kaf HaChaim says, "Umiyu Yeshayim Adi Meinisan Lav Dafk." No, do I the Mechaydish Adar? He quotes an Aliyah Rabbah. We saw it in Yeshayim already. We saw it in the Ritva. But he calls Avla Rava Birki Yosef because of the brachas who are derech emeshaycha dafke melein Nisan. No, Birki Yosef thought only in the month of Nisan. He now quotes because of came Sifrei Meretz, but the Medaktiki Machbidim Shib Nisan Dafka. Now he throws another chiddush over here. V'yeh shtei ilonis. It's got to be in Nisan with two trees. Okay? V'yoyitz in the sada. You got to go into a field. Okay? So a lot of rules over here. It's got to be in Nisan with two trees in a field. Okay? Because came Sifrei Meretz L'chol Chai, V'chei Masik, okay? But says the Kaf HaChaim, I'm not willing to go that far. He writes, but Kivan the Ika Plukta Bezer, the Chemelasha Agamar Dafka Benisan, the Gam, Ein Lahakal, Ein Lavarach El Dafka Benisan, the Chenama Devar, he thinks preferably you should get it done. Miu, Mishi Iche Veloi Berich Benisan, let's see, you didn't get around to it, now you first wake up next week, says the Kavachim, Nira the Yoch Lavarach Achakach, Beloi Shemu Malchus, can't say Hashem's name. According to the Kavachim, because it's such a dispute, whether or not you can even make the bracha, if you're going to make it after Nisan, you can't use Hashem's name. Whether it's your fault or not your fault, seasonal or not seasonal, it is what it is. There's no blossoming. Therefore, you can't make the bracha with Shema Malchus. That was the opinion of the Kavachim. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chassam Sofer wrote a commentary, and he writes like this. He writes, Umimairi kibalti, and for my Rebbe, I have a Kabbalah. Who's the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe? Rav Nosson Adler. He writes, for my Rebbe, I have a Kabbalah. Calls man shenimshach yimei chodesh nisan, that kufel to chodesh iyo, ki goyim chatkuf as nisan, ki nisan oz man yesh levarech ad chof iyo. I'm sorry, we're at the beginning. Elo omi chodesh nisan, yimei chodesh nisan, yimei chodesh nisan, yimei chodesh nisan, yimei chodesh nisan, you have dafki chodesh nisan. That the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe of Nosson Adler held, you can only make it in the month of Nisan. Although we said that's only really Alpi Kabbalah, and the most Mosfadish Paiskim of Nosson Adler, who was an independent thinker, thought you have only till Nisan. So there's a tshuva from the Heshev Moshe. The Heshev Moshe was a Moshe Tarabah. He was the first Satmar Rebbe. Now, he was the first Satmar Rebbe, but he wasn't a Rebbe. But Moshe Tarabah was the Heshev Moshe. He lived in Hungary. And he was a Litvish Yid, a very Choshev Yid, a big time Chacham, learned a lot of Torah, was a regular Litvish Yid, not a Chassidish Yid whatsoever. What happened was his daughter got married to a Chassidish guy, and he kind of got exposed to Chassidus. And he got so exposed to it, he mamish became a full-blown Chassid. But he wasn't. He was a regular Litvish guy. He wrote tons and tons of Svarim, Choshev Svarim. One of the Svarim he wrote when he was Litvish was the Heshev Moshe, Shas and Tshuva Sefer. Very accepted Shas and Tshuva Sefer, and he wrote a lot of Choshev and Tshuva Svarim. And the Heshev Moshe was the first Satmar Rebbe was with Moshe Taraba. There's the Beirach Moshe, that was the later Satmars, were grandsons and all from him, but he was the first Satmar Rebbe. He started off as a Litvish Talmud Chacham. He ended up being one of the great Chassidish Rebbes of Hungary, was the Heshev Moshe. He was very close with the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer held a lot of them. Although Chassam Sofer wasn't big into Rebbes, he held very much of Moshe Tarabam. He held him to be a big Talmud Chacham. So he has an interesting tshuva over the Heshev Moshe. He comes to defend what we said earlier, that it doesn't have to be Nisan. But he has the kasha that the Kaf HaChaim brought up from the Birki Yosef. So why does the Gemara say Nisan? It's a Gavaldik kasha. We can dance around all we want, but why does the Gemara say it? So the Heshev Moshe Rabbi say this. He says, "Devadit tzarich levarach al chazdei amokim be'ezes man shia." He says, one second. If the reason for the bracha is because to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why should it be based on time? It shouldn't be time sensitive. It should be whenever you experience that gratefulness, you should make the bracha. So it says that's really alluding to what we saw that the Aruch HaShulchan ultimately wrote down. He was before the Aruch HaShulchan. He's alluding to this idea that the bracha of Birchas Ilanos is a thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us what he wants. So he writes over here, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter when it is, it's as long as you make the bracha. He writes over here, I am Cain, about 5 lines in. So lama nokat zman klal. So why did the Gemara even give you a time? Because if the Gemara would have just said, go, if you go out and see blossoming, I would think any single time you go out, every time you go out, no matter how many times, you go out on Tuesday and then you see another tree on Wednesday, hey, you got to keep on making the brachas. If you go another 30 days, like the halacha is, if a person goes to a place where a miracle took place, so every 30 days he makes a new bracha. So I would have thought the same thing also. Therefore, that's why he wrote Nisan, not to tell me when to do, but to tell me it's a one time a year thing. That's how the Ramosha Teitelbaum gets around the problem of why the Gemara said B'mei Nisan. Interestingly enough, although Rabbi Avad Yosef very much follows Kafachayim, this is one of the places where he argues adamantly on the Kafachayim. In Yechavadas, Chelik Aleph, Siman Aleph, I don't have Yechavadas, so I couldn't put it on the sheets, but I have from Yakut Yosef, where he quotes from his father, where his father disagreed with the Kafachayim. Rabbi Avad Yosef held that you could make, even Svaridim, can make a bracha on Birchas Ilanos after Chodesh Nisan with Shemu Malchus. Although the Kafachayim paskin not, Rabbi Avad Yosef disagreed. In Yakut Yosef, he writes, Lechatchila ein levarach Birchas Ilanos b'chodesh Adar. Lechatchila you should not. Let's say you didn't have a chance until it's already after Nisan. Don't lose such a valuable brach. They still have to be in the early stages of sprouting. They should not yet be grown. Then he writes, let's say you pass by the tree. This happens to me many times. You pass by the tree, you see it, but you say, oh, I want to wait for the family. So you go back home, you bring the family. You already saw it. Maybe it's too late. Says the Yakut Yosef, you see other ones. He writes on the bottom, what about the Halachas Katanis? The Halachas Katanis says it has to be in Nisan. He writes, he's a Yachid, minority opinion. If you're held back from reciting this bracha, you can rely on those that hold you could, like it's brought down in the name of my father, and that's the way Rav Avadya paskins, even for Svaidim. So, even Svaidim should feel very comfortable if they wait till next week, assuming there's not really much availability, they can also make the bracha next week with Shemu Malchus, not like the Kafachan. Yeah, so we didn't have a chance to read it. Why does the word Nisan all of a sudden fix that? Why does that mean that's not once every 30 days? Right, so if we go back over, he writes over here, the Kaiman, he says, I got this from a Rashi on the Rift, because it says over there, Ketzem Mevarchim, Sham, V'chazi Ilonei Demevalvi Pam Rishoina B'shona. Rashi in the Rif says the first time you see it sprouting. So says the Satmar Rebbe, Uladaiti habit borer Hashemesh, the Kivan the Mashakasa, the Kosh the Rashi, Mahi Denakib Minisan. He learns that Rashi was bothered. Why does the Gemara say Nisan? So Rashi writes, Lahochi Sosam, Hai Man Denofik, the Chazi Lenin the Mav, the Kachas Rashi, Parmishaina. But it's Loimik Mashakasa. The Kamashman, the Inmavarch, the Parmishaina, the Loimi Lamajim, the Lamajim. The Kach Tani Bime Nisan, the Inmavarch, Rak Bime Nisan, the Fia Urcha, the Milsa, the Loi Achakachim Ra Oit. Bime Nisan means the first time I saw it. I saw it once, and I don't see it again. Now, it could be because Nisan is 30 days. So it means I see it once every 30 days, I don't see it again. Because his idea is you say it the next 30 days. It doesn't explain too much, but that's his stickle term. The Chayadam, 1700s. Chayadam writes, Kishiroi Ilonis Milavavin, the Lav Davka Benisan. He writes it clearly. Lav Davka Benisan. Bevarich, you make the bracha that we have. There's another deek from this Chayadam which I want to mention. He says, Kishiroa Ilonis. He doesn't say, Kishiyotza Chutz. And again, the Gemara says, Haiman Denofik, someone who goes out. We're going to talk a little in a few minutes. Can you make Birchas Ilanos from inside your house? Do I have to go out? Do I have to actually go see the tree? They have to smell the tree, look at the tree. I'm sitting on my porch, I see it. Do I know it's there? Is that good enough? So the Lashon HaChayodom is Kishiraya. You have to see it. Today we can see things that are much further than they actually are. We can see things with glasses and maybe even other things. You could argue maybe if you see it on a screen, maybe go that far, I don't know. But the Chayadim seems to say it's Lav Dafka Benisa. So rules the Debrezina Rav. He writes, "Masha Shoyel im Yesh Levar, Gam Bechodesh Iyar, Berichas Ilonis, Eirak Benisan, Heshavti Bevada im Benisan, Leiroa Ilonis, Milav Levin, Rak Bechodesh Iyar, Yochel Levar." So again, that seems to be the accepted approach, Lahalach. Points out that Minchas Yitzchak, we mentioned this earlier, he says, although we could debate whether or not in a place like New York, you can say it past Nisan, he writes, Avala dying yesh l'chal g'loyim at the davka b'medina seinu shedayach roi v'ilonis l'lav v'v Nisan, oz en yoch l'varech b'chaydish achar, af b'ilonis shedayach l'lav l'lav har b'chayd Nisan. Even if there is a machloikis about earlier or later, that's only when it should be in Nisan, but because of the weather, things are off. Avala b'medina seinu shekol ilonis m'lav v'chaydish achar, but if you're on the other side of the world, where nothing is going anywhere, then Shabbi Yochel Varech Aleinos. So Nechaz Yitzchak is pointing out what we mentioned earlier, that even if it's a Machloikish Mishoinim or Achroinim in our Sugya, can you say it before or after, that's only because it could have been said in Nisan, and you're not because of the weather. But if it's impossible to be said in Nisan because it doesn't sprout till Elul, then Kuli Amamoydi you could say it then. I don't know how he knows that. He just assumes that it can't be that there's a whole section of Klai Yisrael that's not going to have a chance to make this bracha. That's the assumption, clearly, of the Minchas Yitzchak. Then he writes, "V'niu d'zel be'emes kavonas haritzva." Says the Minchas Yitzchak, I think that's what the ritzva means. That ritzva that we started off with, that we thought the ritzva was telling us in New York, we don't have to make the bracha nisan, we can wait till Leah. He says, no, that ritzva was talking about in Australia. When does Australia make this bracha zok ritzva? Whenever they have it. Not here in New York. Here in New York, you got to make it in Nisan. But in a place where it's never in Nisan, then you can make it any month you want. That's an interesting way of understanding what the ritzva meant. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Chavav, it's a one Simin. The whole Simin is devoted to Berachas Ilonis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayotzei b'mei Nisan. Again, the words of the Gemara, the words of the Shulchan Aruch are interesting. Hayotzei, someone who goes out. Goes out from where? So this can be one of two things. Hayotzei can mean you go out from your house, which means you can't make this bracha in your house, you have to leave your house. Or Hayotzei means you have to go into the fields. You can't make the bracha at a little tree at someone's backyard. You have to go out into the forests. Hayetzi v'nisan v'ra ilonois. Right, we all know from Hebrew, ilonois is plural. So that means you got to see two trees. So shemoitzin perech, that they're starting to sprout. So he gives us the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. You see, he has it with Shem Malchus. Baruch atah Hashem elekeinu melech olam. Like the ritva and the ra. Shalechiser ba'olam eklum, we're not missing anything. U'barir ba'briyas toivois. And he created beautiful things. V'ilonois toivois. Lehenois behen b'nei adam. That's not the way we have it in the Gemara. That's the way Rashi translated the Gemara. Okay, fine. Shulchan Aruch basically brings down the nusach of the brach. Comes along the Eishel Avram, and he writes, Kasavti lela, I already wrote earlier, Oidois, bracha al ilone de mevavali, shekeez ruba de ruba e mevarchim brachazu. In the Bechachas community, most people never made this bracha. Strange. Most people didn't make brachas ilonis. He doesn't really know why. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing, number 20. He writes, V'chein yesh linug, everyone should make brachas ilonis. Miu b'lavach, refue brachas u'etzal hamoin. This bracha is just weak. A lot of people just don't do it. Again, we're talking in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan. People just weren't making this bracha. He writes over here, he quotes B'shem D'rish, Shloinog l'varach, Ava kol tam l'chachim v'yeri Hashem, nizhar m'brachazu. Anyone who considers himself a tam l'chachim or yeri Hashem should be careful to make this bracha. So we mentioned earlier that could be, it wasn't that the fact that people walked past the trees and didn't make the bracha. It meant that people didn't go out of their ways to find blossoming fruit trees to make the bracha. What? Maybe they also didn't wear makbut. That's right, because they didn't have that. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch makes the very simple dig from the Gemara, that the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, this is a Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaShevach means when you experience the praise, you praise HaKadosh Baruch. It's like saying, I have to go travel to New Jersey, because I hear there's a thunderstorm in New Jersey, get in my car, drive to New Jersey, hear thunder, and view lightning so I can make a bracha. Of course that's not the halach. It means if you happen to come across it, if you happen to be sitting in your house and you hear thunder and lightning, you make a bracha. So it's Shahir also. I don't have to go out of my way. Today we have, they put out in the newspapers, they tell you where you can find the tree, they give you the exact address, so you can trample on the guy's grass. And that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you happen to be walking by and you see it. So one could have argued, I'm not mechuyev to post where one can find Berachas Lanos. It's just that if you happen to walk in the street and you see it, then you should do it. And Rav Moshe Shtemich makes that deal. And I think that's why in Bechach and in Nevardik, that's why they weren't doing it. Not because they were bad people. I just think that they didn't come across it and they didn't really go out of their way to find it. They weren't like looking for fruit trees. They just, went in the, what? Or they didn't like it, or they didn't grow it. I don't know, maybe they didn't grow it. Nah, I can't imagine. I find it hard to believe. I don't think you mechuyev to plant it just so you can make the bracha. Nothing. That's what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying it was lost. It's like Rav Moshe's famous tshuva where someone tied it to Rav Moshe that Kehanim have to go to medical school because of pikuach nefesh. So Rav Moshe said, according to that logic, no one's ever allowed to retire. Everyone has to work for the rest of their life. Because if you're going to retire, you're obviously going to make less money. You're not giving as much stock. So everyone's mechuyev to have to work their entire life so they can give stock. You only work with what we have. If you happen to have a tree, then you have to make a bracha. I don't think you'd have to go out of your way to plant one just to make the bracha. Although they have maislach, someone was telling me maislach about it. What happens if it's a cloudy day? It's a cloudy month. You can't make kiddush of one. So pashas yipata. Someone tells me maislach of rebbes who went in helicopters to go above it. Okay, I'm not saying it's a chosh v'zach. It's makabel pnei hashchina kiddush levana. But I don't think you're mechuyev. I think if you see these things, then you have to properly make the brach.
Aside from the diet tomorrow, certain things are not in the diet here. But why would there be two? Why would you?
We'll talk about why. So again, I'll pee a kabbalah. There might be a reason for two. I'll pee the aruch hashulchan. There should really be no reason for why there should be two. Yeah, 100%. So Rav Moshe Shtemich makes this argument in number 19, Tshuvas Vanagas. He writes, the ikra bracha near she'ain zechayv alachapish yilonis levarach. You don't have to start searching for trees to make the bracha. She'ain rak midas chasidus. That's midas chasidus. Alva medina rak misheroy yechayv levarach. The Gemara says, hay man denofik, someone who goes out. B'yay minisim. Then he says, "Umashmoyis advarim de ein choyv lechapesh achareim elo shal haroye hu mitzvah levarach." If you happen to see one, then you got to make a bracha. So now you tell me, "I'm a mechuyev to open the paper to read where I can find one and walk by it." Yeah, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. He's talking about it is much harder. You have to start searching. Here, someone tells you, someone sends out an announcement. You can find one here. So maybe that you should do. Umidas chasidus hu lechapesh achareim neshevach lehoydes Hashem isbarach al abriya. Now here's where the chiddush comes in. Again, we mentioned earlier the other thought process about Berachas Ilanos that it somehow it's a tikkun for the neshamas. Ulenoshim nirish ein hidur lechapesh ulotzeis. But he thinks girls don't have to go that far. Shekol kvud de bas melech pnima. Girls don't spend too much time outside. They're supposed to be inside. He thinks that girls don't have to look for Berachas Ilanos. Avalim ra'asa, but if a girl's walking down the street and she sees avada, she should make the vrach. She ain't lonely, you say the patron. But the parach betzina, she should make the bracha private. V'loy b'hamoin am b'yach. It shouldn't become a social event where everyone's getting together and it turns into a whole party where everyone is saying Berachas Ilanos. It should be done privately. Okay, that's the understanding of Moshe Shtemich. However, if you look at number 21 in Halicha Shleima, Rav Shlomo Zalman said about himself. He writes over here, "Vahizariz v'zoyeh b'yoyseh b'brachazu." Rav Shlomo Zalman was very careful to always make brachas ilonis. "Upam nishtabech ba'atzmai," and he once said about himself, "Shemeoyz heyoyseh bar mitzvah." From the day I reached bar mitzvah, lechisim lebracha afilu shanachas, I never missed a brach. Now we can all assume Rav Shlomo Zalman had a lot to do in his life. If he made this important, that means it's important. Although we're right that you don't have to, Rav Shlomo Zalman made it important to always recite Berachas Ilanos. So clearly, he's telling us that it is a big deal and try to become Zara on it, although he could be agreeing to what we've been saying that it's not obligatory, it's something that we should all try to do, which today it's a lot easier, we have information where exactly to go, and therefore we should try to do. How many trees do you need to see? So the Kaf HaChaim writes, "V'im yochel levarech al ilonos hanetuos b'chatzei roi," can you go out in your backyard? You live in an area, you have grassy backyard, I'll make the bracha in my backyard. He writes over here, "Aval b'sefer, kosev the b'sefer leiv chayim, heishiv al divrei somebody, the tzarech lotzeis, chutze ha'ir, mikir ha'ir, l'chutza." You gotta leave the city, k'dei levarech brachazu. You can't make it in your backyard. You gotta go outside the city. You gotta go to the forests in the city. Elo shesayim v'lzokin muflug. The guy is very old. He can't take a trip more than that to the forest. Yicholish amizalig of the weather. The koshula yitzir rochmanir ozioch levarech b'chatzar ginas. But other than that, everyone's got to go outside. Why do you have to go exactly to the forest? What's wrong with making the bracha right where I am, in my backyard? So this is where I think the split between, the Alpi Kabbal, Alpi Soid, and Alpi the Aruch HaShulchan's reason. According to Aruch HaShulchan means there's very, very little reason to understand why you should have to go to the field. Alpi Soid, so the Neshamas hang out over there, there's more Neshamas, there's more trees, some svar like that. But Alpi the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very hard to understand why that should be Akbad. But there is a Rambam. bring us back to, you know, the Mishainim. The Rambam does write, Hayyotze l'sadois. Someone who goes out to the fields. Oyle ginois. Bimeinisa. What do you mean, Hayyotze l'sadois? So again, I would have learned Hayyotze l'sadois means you actually go into your field as opposed to sitting in your house. Or Hayyotze l'sadois means you go into the fields that are, again, the fields weren't necessarily outside the city. The fields were probably in your backyard. You work the fields. Then he goes through the whole Gemara. So I would have argued that when the Gemara says, Hayim man denofik, means you can't do it in your house. You have to actually have to go outside. You don't have to go to the forest. You just have to be in front of the tree. Kavitz Halachas, Rishon Kamenetsky disagrees. He thinks no. He writes, Hadover Pasha Shigam Kishiroyo Ilon, Mitech Habayis Derech HaChalon Yochel Avarech. He disagrees with my idea. He thinks that's not what the Gemara means. You don't have to go anywhere. You can sit in your house. Sit in your house and you open your window and you see the tree. That's good enough. So, be'emes, it would be true for Levon, if not for the fact that there's a busha aspect. Since it's Kabbalah Pnei Shechin, it's not right to do it indoors. There's two reasons why we don't do Tachas Agag, if Moshe has a truth about it. But one of the reasons has to do with it's not covered to do a Tachas Agag. So that, the chayv you wouldn't have over here. There's another chiddush from the Kaf HaChaim.
I mean, if it's a brach of Shemach, I could do it from wherever.
The chayv, yeah, 100%. That's what I would have assumed. I would have assumed like that. I think that's the way most of the Ashkenazic non-Api Kabbalah Pais can go. That it's a regular
brach. You see a president or you don't have to search those people.
No, 100% not.
Is that
right?
And it's not that you have to search them. 100%,
right.
Who established this halakha? I don't really understand now. This is maybe a more fundamental question.
Yeah, this is later.
Who gave them the right to, whoever it is, to
Right. We would have argued like Ramashi Shtarim. He says that going beyond coming across it is Midas Chasidus. You don't have to. Yitaka don't have to. Again, I just brought in this Rav Shlomo Zalman to show that Rav Shlomo Zalman took it very seriously, so we should probably also. But no one could say you have to, you know, no yeshiva is going to say, okay, we're going to stop learning today so we can all take a walk to the fruit tree to make the bracha. I don't think anyone's going to do that. That's probably not right. But if you anyways could easily get accessibility to it, stop me, you should.
And why would you do that two mishpat?
Because here we're not, it's funny, because we're not commemorating the growth of the fruit, commemorating before. This is more like the Ra'os Pshat, that we're really commemorating the new cycle of trees, not so much the actual Hanof from the fruit. We'll see, once it's ready a fruit, it's too late, believe it or not. Then the Kaf HaChaim has another Chiddush. Okay, we so far counting all the Chiddushim of the Kaf HaChaim, which many of them Bevadja disagrees with. Here's another Chiddush. He writes, Aval ein tzorich liyah shnei minim. You don't have to do different trees. Elokim she shtei ilonis. It's got to be two trees. It's not like Shalachmanis, right. It has to be two trees. There can be two apple trees. Again, the Kaf HaChaim is being very honest. He's saying, don't get upset at me. I'm just reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hayman man denofik. It says, be meinis. I'm just being medayik from the Gemara. He says, it says the Gemara. V'chazei ilone. Trees. Ilone is plural. So the lowest level of plural is two. The Kama v'albali. Umiyat rab mishnayim. That's it. Simple Gemara. You should try to find a place where there's a lot of trees. Now that could be why they go to the forest. A lot of trees. That might be the reason why they did it. So here's another shayla. Are we makbid about this many trees? So if you look at number 26, from Yaakov Yosef, he writes, first of all, women should make this bracha, which hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about. He thinks you should try to go outside the city. Again, what's exactly considered the city? Do you have to start asking, you know, how do you measure the city? What's outside one city to the next city? He writes, none of this really matters. It's not ma'akiv. It's going to take you a long time. Won't be able to learn. You can make it here in the city. However, it's interesting, the Reb Chaim Noe, who was always known for arguing with the Chazon Ish about Shiurim, the Reb Chaim Noe, number 27, is quoted, Shiyeh beis ilonis, there should really be two trees. V'hainu gamkim lechatchila. The chatchil of the taka should be two trees, like the Gemara says, ilone. Then ein rak ilonechad yochel levarach. I don't know, by me in Queens, we usually only find, we're lucky to get one tree, to get two trees. We're lucky we have anything growing. We don't have so much grass area. So I don't know if other people are makbid on this, but Reb Chaim Noah sounds like you should really try to have two.
There has to be two trees that you see at the same time as most things. Yeah.
There should be two at the same time. Now it's interesting, you bring over here from River Yisafarim, Ephraim Greenblatt brings from Rev Moshe. He writes, Umashma Michozed, the halach efshlevarach alilonechad. I didn't photocopy the whole tshuva, but in that tshuva, he's really setting up an argument that he really thinks you should have two. He writes that you can get away with one, but you should really have two. He says, Mari Rebbe, again, Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, I saw by my Rebbe of Moshe, Shebeir Chalil Anechad. He made a bracha on one. Which means, Reb Moshe was going with Reb Chaim Noah that b'diavad, if you only have one, because again, Reb Moshe lived on the Lower East Side. I don't know how many trees he had to choose from, but he writes, "Achar toiv lahadar achar bezilonis." Says Reb Chaim Noah, I think you should try to find two. If you have a place that you can get two, good, but b'diavad, one is definitely okay also. Which is really what the Kaf HaChaim sounded like, that two is okay. Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted number 29, Rabbeinu Hida Levrocha Birchas bezilonis. Reb Shlomo Zalman was talking about to see two also. Taka also had such a chumrah to see two trees as well.
Is there any problem with making this bracha on Shabbos?
That's what I want to get to right now. That's the next major shayla we have to talk about. Before we get to Shabbos, what about at night? People, I get to shayla a lot. Can I make birchas yilonas at night?
Yes.
Why not? But as long as you can derive, you can see it. Again, assuming it's not pitch dark, you can see it and you can appreciate that Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. That's good enough. So I Taka found if Shmuel Kamenetsky writes in Mefurish, Kam b'layla ef shalahat lechatchil levarach brachazu. The Tzitz Eliezer brings it down as well. He quotes it from Tzvi Pesach Frank that you're allowed to make it at night also. I don't know why you think that. I'm not sure.
Planted a fruit tree on the Pesach Nerso, but it's within our law. Is that a
problem? We're going to get to that also. We'll get to that also. Kvega has such a shayla. Let's talk about Shabbos Yom, because this is really negeya. Shabbos Yom for over Pesach, when people are around, a lot of family time, can you make this brach? So the Kaf HaChaim comes up with a real, real gewaldige chiddush. Says the Kaf HaChaim, B'Shabbos Yom Tov ain't levarach birchas ilonis. Now let me make birchas ilonis on Shabbos. Why? Shem yitalto ilonis. Maybe we're afraid you're going to start touching the trees. Now again, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to touch a tree on Shabbos. You can't move a tree. You can't pull a fruit off. Oy, yikach b'yad ha'prachim la'riach b'em. He's afraid you may take that little bud and take it and smell it. Maybe you'll rip something off the tree. Now, this is a new made-up gzeira. Again, if you ever went to Birch Zonis, what are you going to take off? It's a little zach. What are you going to rip off? Why would you rip off? What are you smelling? Nothing there. What are all these chshashes? Some far-fetched chshashes that seems to be been made up. But that's half the problem. Listen to the next one. He writes, but le divrei, I forgot who it is over here, shekasr sha'idei brachazu mevare nitzoytze hakdusha men hatzaymech. One of the things we mentioned earlier is that when you do Birch Zalonis, you're separating the good and the bad. Yesh oid is a nice of the boirer. It's boirer.
What?
Val kain asr levarich bracha zu b'shabbos v'yamtif, asr al boirer.
Spiritual
boirer. I haven't heard such a zach. Spiritual boirer, says the Kaf HaChaim. This Rebbe Vadya goes on, oh wow, he has a tshuva, I think this is Yichav Das Aleph Simen Beis, where he mamish goes to, oh wow, he does not understand this, it doesn't make any sense to him, he has so many riots, that's not what Bayer is, it's not the way it was done in the Mishkan, what is this? Every time we daven, we do that. Davening also has this ability to separate good from bad. He does not understand this Kaf HaChaim whatsoever.
It's not a
Gizela
issue?
It's not a
Gizela issue?
Who are you stealing from?
I don't know, whoever owns that. I don't know if the Muslim is so they know what he would take it. I mean, is there public trees that anybody could just pick? I don't know.
No, the first reason is, again, there's no reason. Right. I'm not sure why you think people would. I agree. I don't know why we think anyone. Again, what's the motivation to do so? So the Debrit Sina Rav Taka has a tshuva number 32. He also says, he mamash doesn't understand it. Says, they ain't even maven klal. V'chi b'chol kish mevarchim berchis ilon is derech b'liad matatal ilon. O'ilikach ha'perech b'yada elitla shenichosh b'shabbos yasekei. You can only be choshish, you may do something on Shabbos if it's normally done in the week. Who normally does this? People make their birchas ilonis, they look at the tree and they go home. No one touches, no one smells, no one grabs. So what are you choshish for? V'loi mitzinu b'shum makim shi'i mitzvosoi, kein sh'neichosh loi. V'oi delfi dvar v'zman shi'i mevarchash achyon al pichodesh, kishra al pichodesh al ilon, loi mevarchash achyon b'yam ha'Shabbos. According to this, let's say you can make a shachyon on a new fruit when it's on the tree. Shouldn't be allowed to make it on Shabbos. Choshish, you may come drip it off. No such halacha. Therefore, he says he doesn't understand it. There's no reason to be choshish. Why would you do this? He disagrees adamantly against this Kaf HaChaim. And that's the assumption. It's not like this Kaf HaChaim. Even the Sfaradim don't follow this Kaf HaChaim. We all make Birchas Ilonis on Shabbos without any form of problem. They quote Rav Yosef Chaim quotes. No, it's nothing to smell. It doesn't
affect.
Should be as long as, so on a regular tree there's already a chash you may come to pull things off. That's a Gemara in Sukkah. But here there's nothing to smell, it has no fragrance yet. It's too early. That's part of the argument. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that has such chashes that things you're gonna smell you may come to rip off. So they quote over here from Shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe and the Chazon Avadja, Rav Yosef, they all held Shabbos is not a problem. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes explicitly, Shabbos it's mutal lechatchila. Some people feel like I should wait, go Sunday. No, mutal lechatchila, go on Shabbos, especially if you may lose out, not a problem. So again, No reason to feel, again, I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw maybe years ago Rabbi Blumenkranz a sefer, he writes, try not to go on Shabbos or something like that, just to be yotze the Kaf HaChaim. But Mikra didn't, I don't see why it's a problem. What about Orlo? The shadow was brought up. What about Orlo? Many people have trees, but they're not halachically edible trees. Is that good enough? So Reb Kveger, Taka has a shayla about this. Reb Kveger, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, is Mesupik. He writes in number 35, Im Ilonis Tech Gimel Shanim Lenetiyasan, and he Mestapik. Says Rav Kegel, I'm not sure. Im yachol, im yivar, given the efshel the hanes miperia, you're not really allowed to derive pleasure from it. It's very nice because Baruch gives, but you can't eat it, so it doesn't help. V'chein bedina the same reish chafei im haprihu iser orlim yivarich ve'echad avesafik nearly the yivarich v'loy mikri safik bracha. Given that din the safik orlim b'chutz laaretz mutter, again he's talking about chutz laaretz. It's not going to help you in Eretz Yisrael. Imkin royli ha'enes mimenu mivarich shaper.
It's not about giving it to you.
But no one can use it now for 3 years. Could be. Could be that's part of the suffix. Part of the suffix, is it a direct now, or is it that it could eventually bear fruits and give pleasure? So there's Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes from the Bechacha, the Chibiner. A lot of names over here. The Chibiner Rav. Chibiner Rav was one of the big Doyim who survived the Holocaust and moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the Chibiner Rav had arrived from a Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni to Reb Kiveg Yishayla. What's his right from Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni? The Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni says that if you have Ilone Orla, so you have to put marks on them so people know that they're Ilone Orla. Says the Mishnah over there that according to the Tanakhama, that's only during the year of Shemitah. Shemitah, it's all Hefker, so you have to mark it so people know what not to eat. But if it's a regular year, why do I have to, you know, it's my stuff. Why do I have to mark my stuff? Taina the Chabina, what do you mean? You have to mark it so people should know they can't use it for Berachas Ilonas. Elamai says that Shabina, you see, you're allowed to use it. So Shlomo Zalman said, this is the godless of a godl. The godl learns a Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni, that's talking about Hilchas Ma'aser and Erla, and he applies that to Berachas Ilonas. Shlomo Zalman used to always say he was the spoil from how he could take Kalatar Kula and apply it to something else. But that's what he writes over here. Okay, very good shmaka piece. The last thing that we need to talk about, again, we're not going to have a chance to talk about women tonight, but the Minchas Yitzchak is very troubled. If you open a siddur and you see the nusach that they use for Berachas Ilonas, it's not the one brought down in Shulchan Aruch. They change words. They add, they change, and he's very adamant against it. It's a chutzpah. One of the big things they change is they take out the words, shalechasa ba'alom eklum. They change it. They change it. If you look at, you'll see in the Siddur, they change it to shalechasa dover. Instead of saying klum, they put in dover, they change things like that. And the Menachas Yitzchak is very troubled. It's mechatesa. Who gives you the right to change it? The Gemara is the way it's supposed to be. But again, you open up most of the Siddurim, you're not going to find the way it is. And I found over there, Yaakov Forsheimer points out that he found in Rishonim that they tackle change the gears. So he's not so convinced that it's such a problem, but the more preferred way would be to use the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Siddur, because many of the Siddurim tackle change it. So if you want to really recite Berachas Ilonas properly, instead of taking a Siddur, take a Shulchan Aruch with you. Maybe that's why they don't do it on Shabbos, because you have to slap a Shulchan Aruch with you. Gzeira, you may come to carry. The Shaila about women, so there's a famous Shtickle Torah from Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes that Kiddush Levod is not a mitzvah Shazman Grom. We've spoken about this many times, it's Kedai Chazaret. Reb Shlomo Kluger says it's not a mitzvah Shazman Grom because something that is time sensitive because it's impossible in another season is not considered Zman Gram. That was the Chiddush of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Moshe disagrees in the Tshuva about it, but that was Reb Shlomo Kluger's Chiddush. So he says, same thing with Kiddush Levana. You can only make Kiddush Levana when it's in its new stage. So that's not Zman Gram. That's an impossibility. So he says the same thing also. You can only make the bracha when it starts to sprout. So that's a controlled by outside forces. That's not called Din Zman Gram. So therefore, based on this, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, Lefizeb, it's not a mitzvah shel magrama, therefore women should make the brach. And Moshe Demach says the whole thing is irrelevant. Women make brachas hashevach. A lady hears thunder and she doesn't make a brach? Of course we do. So the whole thing is not a gay. Ashkenazim it's for sure not a gay too, because Ashkenazim make brachas anyways. Sfaradish girls don't make brachas on things they're not obligated in. So for Sfaradish girls, it could be negay. If you hold like the kafachayim, it's magrama because you can't make it after Nisan. So then attack might be his man grammar.
So it's only a once a year thing, so it's
not that's the question. So they use this.
There's an app called Brachos, which is excellent.
Oh, really? It's there?
Because when seeing fruit trees in Basel, one should say the bracha.
That's right.
It says to say it once a year.
That's right.
If you only fruit bearing trees.
All right.
If you saw it, you didn't say, you
can
still say the bracha as long as they have it right.
That's what we saw, yeah. Now, what's interesting is that.
This is just
the Brachos. They have. There's a famous Ramban in Kedushin. Ramban in Kedushin says Svir Sa'im is a mitzvah she'en as man grama. No one understands what that's supposed to mean. How could Svir Sa'im be a mitzvah she'en as man grama? So Rav Salvechik always thought it was a printing mistake in the Ramban, and don't lose sleep over it. But there are those who want to say that it could be along this line. That if you hold that the reason the mitzvah is tolling from the day they brought the carbon oimer, that's again, that's an outside force that's controlling the mitzvah. When outside forces control the mitzvah, that does not make it as man grama. Therefore, Svir Sa'im is considered mitzvah she'en as man grama.